A short chat about what we eat now. New research this past week finds that plant-based diets can lower blood pressure even if you still consume a limited amount of meat and dairy. This is from the University of Warwick's Medical School, reported in the Journal of Hypertension. The researchers argue that any effort to increase plant-based foods in your diet and limit animal products is likely to benefit your blood pressure and reduce your risk of heart attacks, strokes and cardiovascular disease. So they reviewed 41 studies involving thousands of people on seven different plant-based diets: Mediterranean, vegetarian, vegan, Nordic, high fibre, high fruit and veg. Most of them lowered blood pressure. The DASH diet seemed to be the best. Reduced salt, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy, a little bit of red meat, fish and chicken. And they claim these diets see a 14% reduction in strokes on average and a 9% decline in heart attacks. At the opposite end of the scale that runs from abstemiousness to excess, what happens when you gorge on a full-size pizza with all trimmings? Erin Hengis joins us from the Centre for Nutrition, Exercise and Metabolism at the University of Bath. Hello, Erin. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks a lot for having me.
How come you studied the effects of a large pizza, please?
Well, when we looked into the literature, we realised that a lot of work had been done showing what happens to the body with long-term overeating, but that very little is known about the immediate effects on your body when you eat a large meal. So we chose to feed people pizza because it's tasty, it's quite calorie dense, so each bite has a lot of calories in. Each bite is quite similar, has the same combination of nutrients, so we could track the nutrient intake of each person well.
You asked participants to eat pizza until they just simply could not eat anymore?
Yes, that's right. In one of the trials, we got people to consume as much as they wanted to eat. And then in the other trial, we asked them to eat beyond that point of fullness until they couldn't eat another bite. In one trial, they managed to eat an average of 1,500 calories when we asked them to eat until they were full, which is just shy of one large takeaway pizza. And on the other occasion, they managed to double their energy intake on average to about 3,000 calories. So from this, we can kind of say when you feel full, you're probably only half full.
Wow. Do they have distended tummies by the time they'd finished, you know, the 3,000? Did they endure it with good grace or did they struggle?
Yes, I think a lot of people came into the study with the prospect of free pizza being quite an attractive one. And certainly they enjoyed the full trial. But when we asked them to push past that, it was a challenge for a lot of people. We had a lot of grumpy participants feeling quite sleepy and lethargic. And, yeah, not enjoying that one so much.
How much pizza, out of interest, these were large pizzas, how much pizza could some individuals consume?
So some people managed just under 5,000 calories, which is 2.5 large takeaway pizzas. Okay. So for context, this is roughly the energy requirements for 2 whole days in a single meal. And most of these people finished it within about an hour.
With no ill effects, I mean, presumably you were considering the effect of 2.5 large pizzas possibly and you decided it was safe enough.
Well, yes, all of our studies are reviewed by an ethics panel beforehand. So, yeah, we have medically trained people on site. So, yeah, without putting their safety at risk.
And what happened in the body is very interesting, isn't it, Erin? Blood sugar glucose levels no higher than after a normal meal.
Yes, that's correct. So we were expecting the body to struggle when you double the energy and all of the nutrients in the meal, like the carbohydrates and the fats. Yet the participants controlled their metabolism and in particular their blood sugar within a normal range. We were quite surprised by this. What we realized is insulin is the hormone which is keeping these blood sugar levels stable. So insulin is the hormone that is released from the pancreas, and its job is to regulate blood sugar levels. So when the pancreas senses that blood glucose is rising, which it will when you start eating pizza, it releases insulin to get to work and reduce the blood sugar to a normal level. Because the participants had a healthy metabolism, they were able to regulate the meal really well.
Triglycerides and fatty acids only slightly higher.
Yes, and this is also surprising because previous research has shown is proportional to the amount of fat in the meal. So if you double the amount of fat, you'd expect a similar doubling of triglycerides. But there's a few reasons we may not have seen this. First of all, pizza has a mixture of nutrients, and when the gut senses a large amount of food, it sends signals to the body to slow down digestion. And it's possible that these nutrients in combination and the sheer volume of the meal was telling the body to really slow down your digestion, and these nutrients weren't absorbed exactly how we would expect them to be.
We're talking with Aaron Hengist from the University of Bath. These were young men. What do you think, or don't you know, would happen to older men and women?
With older individuals, I'm not so sure exactly what we would see, but certainly if we looked at people who were overweight or living with obesity, or people who overeat on a more frequent basis than the people we measured, we may see that the body struggles a bit more with the challenge of an excessive meal.
Yeah, so you can get away with it when you're young, perhaps, and healthy, as you say. So if our bodies are able to efficiently store the dietary nutrients of the huge meal in an interesting way that you've discovered. So, but for the next few days after you'd eaten a couple of big pizzas, would you need to undereat? Because surely that energy converts into fat unless you don't.
This is a really interesting point. And we can almost consider metabolic control like a double-edged sword. So the way insulin controls our metabolism is to shift glucose away from the circulation in the blood and store it away in tissues like muscle and, as you mentioned, fat. So if this happens, the energy from a large meal will end up being stored in our fat tissue. So this is a bad thing.
Yeah. I suppose what this tells us is that you're allowed to overindulge every so often, but how often would depend on the individual, I suppose.
Yes, I think it depends a lot on the individual in terms of diet and lifestyle choices. And yeah, if you're eating a very healthy diet and do lots of exercise and physical activity, then your body should be able to cope with the occasional large meal like the one we studied. I certainly wouldn't encourage overindulging on a regular basis, but I think eating is a social event and it's about much more than simply the number of calories in the meal. So we shouldn't feel too guilty about the occasional overindulgence that we all might experience.
Yeah, that's the cheerful news. Do you think you could eat two, Aaron, do you think you could eat two large pizzas?
I actually did participate in this study and I managed about 3,000. So yeah, I think most people came into the study thinking I can eat 2.5 large pizzas or more, and you get to that point and you sort of hit a wall in a way, like a marathon. You just stop dead and you can't eat anymore.
How did you feel the next day?
I certainly didn't eat very much the day after.
Aaron, nice to talk to you, and good on you for the research, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jim.